Neuje.
Globalization, to a large extent, is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
When we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half, we have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Usako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobni. Točno o poldan.
Šport, posli, pravice in mediji. V južni hemisferi se vračamo k velikim športnim dogodkom in problemom, ki jih povzročajo, s fokusom na svetovnem prvenstvu v nogometu. Poglejmo si vpliv organizacije tovrstnega dogodka na delavce, ki pri projektih sodelujejo ter prebivalce specifične države na splošno. Pri tem se odpirajo številna vprašanja, ki se nanašajo na po eni strani interese, ki vodijo FIFO, ki stoji nad celotnim procesom ter potencialnimi pozitivnimi učinki večje medijske pozornosti na države gostiteljice ter njihovo notranjo dinamiko. Po zaključku zimskih olimpijskih iger se v medijskem fokusu vedno bolj pogosto pojavlja bližajoče se svetovno prvenstvo v nogometu, ki bo letos potekalo v Braziliji. Ogromne količine sredstev namenjene gradnji stadionov in druge infrastrukture za prvenstvo so med prebivalstvom povzročile velike nemire, saj se marsikomu namenjanje denarja tovrstnim projektom ne zdi smiselno. Posledično je v večjih mestih po državi prišlo do protestov, za katere pa se najdejo številni razlogi. Med drugim je, kot se pogosto zgodi v primerih masovne gradnje pred prvenstvi, prišlo do številnih obtožb o nespoštovanju pravic delavcev. Z Leonardom Vieiro, predstavnikom Konfederacije brazilskih sindikatov v São Paulo, smo govorili o situaciji v Braziliji ter delni zmagi delavcev, ki so svojimi dejanji dosegli boljše pogoje.
Well, since the beginning of construction of the stadium, there's been a lot of movement. People got involved because the construction sites had problems and there were strikes. But now pretty much all stadiums are finished. But last year there were protests for other reasons, but including the World Cup too. And people were not happy with the displacements, you know, because there were a lot of building going on, and you know, people were protesting about that at first. And now recently, it's just that you know, it's always a lot of money invested in this, and not everybody is happy that this money should be going to building stadiums instead of health and education. So, but there are a lot of reasons too. There are going to be elections this year in Brazil, and that should also become a political topic, a hot one actually. Because of the protests and the strikes and the stadiums, they finally agreed with the government to improve conditions for workers. But like I said, pretty much that phase is over by now because most stadiums are finished now. And it's just the final, you know, touch-ups.
Prebivalstvo torej v veliki meri nasprotuje porabi sredstev za svetovno prvenstvo, a največji argument podpori projektu ostaja, da naj bi z namenom priprave države na dogodek pritekale tudi nove investicije, ki naj bi vsaj delno koristile tudi množicam. Je pozitivne učinke realno pričakovati oziroma zakaj ne?
Of course there are things that will remain and be considered you know, a benefit that's a legacy of the event, no doubt about that. You know, the attraction of investment, and this trickles down to the economy in general. But once again, it's a matter of choice. What do you choose to invest the, you know, the limited money? So, for workers, like I said, in general, what people perceive as the most benefit will be improvement in transportation. But the ones directly involved, like I said, not anymore construction people, but people in tourism, people in souvenirs industry, and so forth. But even though people work in the streets, they're not happy because FIFA controls most of the licensed products, so they're not allowed to sell you know, t-shirts that are not with the logo of FIFA and so forth. So that has really made people unhappy. At the same time that there are benefits, there are some drawbacks too, for sure. Yeah, no doubt about that. Like I said, depending on who is affected and how. You know, in general, the average person is not going to be able to afford to even go to the game.
Manj izpostavljena problematika na področju delavskih pravic pa je vsesplošen pojav prostovoljnega dela, ki predstavlja pomemben faktor v pripravi dogodka, medtem ko FIFA pobere velike dobičke.
The situation in Brazil includes the fact that FIFA, supposedly non-profit organization, is making a lot of profit and using volunteer work, which we think is in a way abusive, because you know, you should be able to pay workers to you know, for these events when you consider all the profit they're making.
FIFA torej skozi organizacijo dogodkov med drugim profitira z uporabo ne le delavcev, ki delajo v nevarnih razmerah, temveč tudi neplačanih. Poleg tega jo vodijo močni interesi, ki izhajajo strani sponzorjev, kar pomeni, da ne glede na specifičnost države, v kateri prvenstvo poteka, onemogoča delovanje domačih podjetij. Kako naj torej pride do sprememb, bi morale ukrepati vlade.
Government, they are in a very tricky situation, because before applying to hold a World Cup, you know, you compete among countries, and governments make concessions, and later on they have to get these concessions approved in local congresses. And in Brazil was like that, and some of the conditions imposed by FIFA were not very positive. Like they imposed drinking in games, which was not allowed in Brazilian stadiums, but now they will allow that because of these agreements made and because this law was passed. So there are different actors in this situation, you know, different social actors involved that have different opinions, and government sometimes make concessions, but they can't unwrite what they agreed upon, you know, in their first agreement with FIFA. So, just to give an example, the World Cup in Germany in 2006, they imposed an American beer in German stadiums, and Germany is known for, you know, their beers, and they had to drink American beer because that was the contract with an American sponsor, Budweiser. And same thing in Brazil. I don't know if you've heard recently there was a big well, not a scandal in a way, but also big news in Mexico that people were gaining weight, and they past the U.S. as being more overweight than Americans. And that was due to Coca-Cola drinking, fast food, and McDonald's and Coca-Cola are big sponsors of FIFA, so these news never got talked about here in Brazil. You know, just to show how powerful this is. They even control who and what news get aired here because it's against their interests. You know, they want to associate these products to sports, and how can that be healthy, you know? Eating McDonald's and drinking Coca-Cola, how can that be associated to sports? But so is FIFA. It's a business, even though they claim not to be profitable. But, you know, they're only after that, if you look at their past history.
Dela organizacije svetovnega prvenstva prav tako že potekajo v Katarju, ki ga blišč gostiteljstva čaka leta 2022. Že do sedaj je prišlo do vsaj 500 smrti indijskih ter 185 nepalskih migrantskih delavcev. O tem, kako FIFA zelo rada spregleda kršenje človekovih pravic pri podeljevanju pravic za organizacijo dogodka in da je tako nujno delovanje drugih akterjev, nam je povedal Nicolas McGeehan, raziskovalec pri organizaciji Human Rights Watch.
You know, FIFA decided to give this tournament to Qatar, and what they should have done at the time was they should have made that conditional on labor reforms. A quick search on Google would have revealed to them that there were serious problems with Qatar's labor system. So it's regrettable that they didn't take the steps then that they should have. Now that Qatar has won it, though, I think what we have to appreciate is that this is an opportunity for, you know, the rights groups like Human Rights Watch to use the international pressure that Qatar is on to raise standards, and that's what we're trying to do. So we're very hopeful that despite the questionable decision to award the World Cup to Qatar, given its bad record, that we can now use this to our advantage.
V Katarju gre torej za primer, kjer so pravice delavcev kršene še v večji meri. Kakšno je bilo dogajanje po začetku gradnje objektov in kako lahko to postavimo v kontekst državnih struktur ter širše regije?
Qatar won, you know, the bid to host the World Cup nearly 3 years ago now. And since that bid was successful, they have been bringing in hundreds of thousands of workers from South Asian states, mostly Nepal, to build the infrastructure and the stadiums that they will need to host the World Cup. Now Qatar's record on migrant workers' rights isn't any worse than its neighbours in the region, such as Bahrain, places like Dubai and Abu Dhabi. So this is a regional problem, not just Qatar's problem, but they have been bringing in very large amounts of workers, and the country is unprepared for them. Unfortunately, the workers are subjected to systematic exploitation, including a kafala system of sponsorship-based employment, passport confiscation, very high recruitment fees, and unfortunately that has led to the widespread abuse that we've seen in the international press recently, and that has been documented by Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International and other groups.
Ko pride do vprašanja potencialnih rešitev problema, pa se situacija še bolj zaplete. Kot smo slišali že od brazilskega sogovorca, je FIFA daleč od tega, da bi stopila na stran večjega varovanja človekovih pravic, saj jo bolj zaposlujejo drugi interesi. Vlade prav tako zato, da sploh dobijo priložnost organizacije, sprejmejo velike kompromise, torej tudi iz njihove smeri ni pričakovati velikih sprememb. Poleg mednarodnih organizacij se kot akteri seveda pojavijo še sindikati, katerih vloga je bila v brazilskem primeru velika, a je slika v Katarju več ali manj nasprotna. Pojasni McGeehan.
Unfortunately, the Gulf states, all of the Gulf states, all six of them, prohibit trade unions and any workers who attempt to work together for better paying conditions. Often you find that they are very quickly deported from the country. So that's one of the huge problems we face. Now, the international trade union movement, the ITUC in particular, has recently, in the last 2 years, I think, has begun to take this issue very seriously. And their involvement has helped drive media attention. So it's something that the trade unions are find difficult, or have found difficult in the past, to deal with because they had no local partners. But the ITUC has begun to take the issue seriously. So I think that's been a positive development.
Iz dosedaj povedanega postaja očitno, da pri organizaciji velikih športnih dogodkov prihaja do velikih nasproti. Po eni strani v procesu priprav pride do obsežnih kršitev pravic, nesmiselne porabe sredstev ter gradnje objektov, ki pogosto po koncu iger ostanejo prazni, med tem, ko naj bi sami dogodki predstavljali najboljše vrednote, povezanost človeštva ter poudarili to, kako se vsi blazno dobro razumemo in se imamo lepo v sobivanju in skupnem športanju. Za tem drugim delom stoji mogočna PR kampanja, ki ta videz ustvarja in ohranja.
I think we often see those contradictions. You know, the World Cup is heavily, you know, touted by PR organizations who want to talk about the wonderful power of sport to bring people together. And yet on the other hand, you know, you have the people who built it being subjected to terrible abuses. It's no surprise to see that PR people will attempt to put a positive spin on sporting events. It's something that we live with all the time. And I mean, from a Human Rights Watch perspective, what we try to do is we try to use that spotlight to ensure that that the workers who build the stadiums aren't ignored. So it's a double-edged sword.
Medijska pozornost je torej lahko tudi priložnost, da se izpostavijo drugače spregledane problematike. Tega se zelo dobro zaveda organizacija Survival International, ki med drugim sodeluje z brazilskimi domorodci. Nishiwaka Yawanawa je dogodek, ki se je v organizaciji FIFA zgodil v Londonu prejšnji teden, izkoristil pa za svoj vrsten protest. Opiše Sara Gilberts, predstavnica Survival International.
Nishiwaka Yawanawa is working with Survival International to speak out for indigenous rights. And especially now in the run-up to the World Cup, it is really important not to forget the Brazilian Indians and their struggle to have their rights respected. So when the trophy tour came to London, we thought that would be a really good place, a really good symbol to go and make the world aware of what is happening in Brazil. So Nishiwaka was wearing his T-shirt that said, Brazil, stop destroying Indians, to draw attention to those new attacks on Brazil Indians' rights. So just a bit more detail, Brazil is considering several changes in their laws, and these changes would make it, on one hand, much harder for indigenous people to have their lands recognized, and on the other hand, it would make it easier to open up their lands for big industrial projects like mining or like dams.
Kakšno vlogo mediji torej igrajo v Braziliji in ali je njihova pozornost koristna za izpostavljanje sporočil, ki so drugače v veliki meri zapostavljena?
I think we can definitely notice that there's a lot of attention on Brazil at the moment. You can see that all the media is sending their journalists to Brazil. And what is really good for us is that those journalists don't only want to report about sport, about football. They're also interested in other subjects, and that's really beneficial for us because in that then they also want to see what is happening behind the surface of the football and the World Cup, and therefore we can offer those journalists stories about what is happening to indigenous people in Brazil. And in that case, I would definitely say it is beneficial. So the journalists can show what we say, the dark side of Brazil. We have launched this new campaign where we want to show the other side of Brazil, not only the shiny World Cup, but also what is happening to indigenous and to tribal people.
Medtem, ko smo s prvim sogovornikom že govorili o končnem vplivu dogodkov, kot je svetovno prvenstvo na večinsko prebivalstvo, pa gre v primeru manjšinskih skupin, kot so domorodni prebivalci v Braziliji, za precej drugačno situacijo, saj jih posledice novo nastalih projektov ne zadanejo neposredno. Gre tudi pri njih za večinsko negativno zapuščino.
I think it really depends. So I can only speak for those tribes and those indigenous people that we work with. So in that case, they are very isolated. They live in remote areas. So they are not immediately affected by the World Cup. So it's not that they are evicted from their land because of a stadium build or something like that. They have different problems which are not directly linked to the World Cup. For example, one of our campaigns, the Awa, they are threatened by illegal loggers that destroy their forest. But because the World Cup is coming and because all the attention, all the focus is on Brazil, we can really use this to put pressure on Brazil. And for example, as you might know, in January we had a big success where Brazil finally started to evict those loggers from the Awa's territory. So in that case, I think it can be beneficial. Because this country is in the spotlight and wants to give a good image of themselves.
O problemih, ki jih izpostavljajo ali pa kar povzročajo svetovna nogometna prvenstva, je razglabljala Zala.
Globalization to a large extent is actually removing responsibility from people within their own locality to take care of themselves.
We know that people do not know who rules or why and how he rules. And yet they know that there is a power that certainly rules.
And we travel 1,000 miles in an hour and a half. We have traveled through whole areas of existence which we have not necessarily gained. We will pop into a Hindu village, but we won't know a damn thing about that Hindu village.
If you push that all the way, you see, what it means is that we will increasingly tend to inhabit all of these areas in depth simultaneously.
Južna hemisfera. Vsako drugo sredo poročamo o južni polobli. Točno opoldan.